welcome to the Morning Wave. We're with you all the way until 11 a.m. Speaking of drive, something really cool happening a little bit later. But in the meantime, we're speaking to a gentleman by the name of Ryan Neal, Group Head of Procurement for Impact Group. Ryan, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Wave.
Good morning, Sam. How are you?
Fantastic. I always have to ask my guests, what are they currently up to? Are you having a cup of coffee or sitting back, kicking back?
So I was planning on having a cup of coffee, but our load shedding has kicked in. So at the moment, I've just turned the light off to stop it flickering, and I'm ready for you guys.
And now we're here. So first and foremost, Ryan, let's get into it. Tell us what the objective of Impact Enterprise Supplier Development Program is.
You know, Sam, as a business, we've really, really tried hard over a period of time now to make sure that our enterprise and supplier development plan workshops are there really to feed our supply chain. But the ultimate objective of enterprise and supply development is to ensure that there is movement out there in the economy. So we're trying to create and assist small businesses to grow, to develop in order to come into our supply chain, and make sure that they then able to grow and provide employment to the country, you know, really try and grow the economy.
Beautiful. So we're talking about a specific program here, and I would imagine that it's sort of training sessions, so to speak. So can you give us like a brief description or overview as to what type of content you're covering in these training sessions?
Sure, yeah. Look, you know, most corporate businesses or most businesses in South Africa will have some kind of enterprise and supplier development program that they work with their beneficiaries on. The one thing we like to do at Impact Group is make sure that we also give our SMEs a lot of our time. So while we have our program that covers, you know, a lot of the back of house or back office part of business, you know, that will cover procurement, health and safety, finance, operational best practices, and those sort of things. But what we also like to do is make available our resources to our SMEs to give them one-on-one time, whether that be 30-minute coffee catch-ups on a monthly basis, to give advice and guidance and mentorship, or whether that be where they're having specific challenges in a certain area of their business. And being a large business, we're able to provide them then with specialist resources.
Okay.
So let's assume they're having a challenge operationally. We have specialist teams within the business that cover food business, that cover cleaning, hygiene, pest control, and facilities management.
Amazing.
So we have a real array of specialists that
Ryan, I want to come in there before Laurie jumps in. What if you're having a challenge with a specific person in the organization?
Yeah, that can also also be a real thing. Eh? I mean, I'll see any business, even big business, we have those challenges.
Yeah.
But look, we have an extensive human resources department here at Impact Group.
Beautiful.
It's something that we're very passionate about. If you look on our website, you will see that our tagline is "We Care, Doing Right by You," and that really talks to our people, our clients, our suppliers, our communities, and our HR department are absolutely integral to that, to make sure that we there provide.
It definitely sounds that way. It sounds like you guys really provide a niche but bespoke situation, you know, to each and every business and what they need. Now, you guys have won many awards in recognition of this ESD program. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Yeah, so again, you know, just the recognition part for us is really a byproduct of what we're trying to achieve as a business. But every year, Business Day APSA Awards is run by APSA. And we take part in those to meet like-minded other big corporates and other suppliers out there trying to run really, really good ESD programs so work together with them. But over the last couple of years, we've been very successful on that platform. Last year, we were able to win the Localization Award and also the Black Women Focused Award. And we actually won that award the previous year as well.
Beautiful.
So Black Women Entrepreneurs is definitely an area we focus on.
And Ryan, speaking of, you know, the successes and the big and the small wins, is there any particular story that you'd like to share with us that really stood out for you in terms of, you know, a business that went through this particular program?
Look, I could talk all day about successes that we had, and I think that, you know, at the moment we've got, I think, something like 44 beneficiaries on our program. But last year alone, In the last 18 months alone, we've actually graduated 12 suppliers from our beneficiary status under enterprise development into full supplier status that are now part of our supply chain.
That's stunning.
And I always go on about one or two particular ones.
Yes.
There's one that I'm particularly proud of, a bakery that we set up in the Northern area.
Beautiful.
Between Northern and Tabazimbi for a mine client that we have. And Queen's Bakery has been exceptionally successful over a period of the last 15 months and continues to go from strength to strength with our support. So very, very proud of that one. But there really are any number of suppliers, and certainly in the last 15
Sounds amazing.
To 18 months.
I'm sure a lot of listeners are listening right now and they're wondering, how do you qualify as a candidate to be accepted into this program? And then lastly, how can people stay up to date with you or get in touch, please, Ryan?
Sure. So, look, we're very thorough about vetting of potential beneficiaries that come onto our program. Ultimately, we're looking for suppliers that would fall within our space. So within the five businesses that I mentioned earlier, food, hygiene, cleaning, pest control, and facilities management, we look at businesses that at some point would be able to get into our supply chain in those businesses. And then we're looking for entrepreneurs that really, really have a passion for business. We see them as an extension of ourselves, so they need to be passionate about what they do. They need to have some really great ideas, and ultimately they need to be open to support. It can't just be someone that wants to just get lucky and jump in. We really expect a lot from our beneficiaries to make sure that they're successful.
Beautiful. And then, Ryan, last but not least, contact details or a website that we can find you guys at.
Sure. So you'll be able to get onto the Empact Group website. If you Google Empact Group, you'll find us there. And then also, if you want to come through to us, you'd need to come through to our main line, which is 011-209-2400. That will take you through to the Empact Group switchboard, and then you can ask for our procurement department, which will assist you with their program.
Beautiful. Ryan, thank you so much for joining us on the Morning Wave, and thank you for all the hard work and the good service that you're doing, and hopefully we'll chat to you soon.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Bye. Beautiful. So there you have it, Ryan Neal, Group Head of Procurement for Empact Group. Right, more music coming your way, including this one, and then we're getting straight